bertemu kembali. Pada Julai 2020, laporan McKinsey Global Institute menjangka pekerja wanita lebih 1.8 kali terdedah kepada risiko dibuang kerja berbanding lelaki di tengah COVID-19. Dalam masa yang sama, wanita dilaporkan mewakili 39% pekerjaan global, namun 54% dari segi jumlah dibuang pekerjaan akibat COVID-19. Tambahnya, kesan COVID-19 kepada wanita adalah lebih besar dengan beban menjaga keluarga dipikul oleh wanita. Dalam masa yang sama, menurut laporan UNDP, UN Women, 469 juta wanita dunia akan hidup dalam kemiskinan tegar pada akhir 2020 akibat kesan ekonomi daripada COVID-19. Sempena Hari Wanita Sedunia tahun ini, tema Wanita dalam Kepimpinan Mencapai Masa Depan yang Saksama dalam Dunia COVID-19 diangkat sebagai tema pada tahun ini. Ia bertujuan untuk meningkatkan lagi kesedaran kepada peranan wanita dalam krisis kesihatan global daripada pekerja barisan hadapan kepada pemimpin syarikat dan negara. Namun, peranan wanita masih lagi jauh ketinggalan dan menurut laporan Pertubuhan Bangsa Bersatu, wanita hanyalah 6.2% daripada jumlah pemimpin dunia dan ketika ini hanya 24% daripada semua menteri kesihatan global. Biarpun dilaporkan wanita adalah 85% daripada kaki tangan kesihatan. Kita ingin bincangkan kesan pandemik COVID-19 kepada wanita dan juga bagaimana wanita dalam kepimpinan sektor kewangan boleh mengurangkan jurang ini bersama pengarah urusan dan ketua negara perbankan borong UOB Malaysia, Ng Wei Wei. Izinkan saya meneruskan dalam bahasa Inggeris. Wei Wei, thank you for joining us. Wei Wei, in your opinion, how has the COVID-19 pandemic affect women and their contribution to society in general, to the financial industry specifically?
Good morning, Rizal. Thank you for having me. The COVID-19 has shown that women play a critical role at home, at work, for business and the community. From the start of the pandemic, women largely had to bear the challenges of the shift to work from home, as they had to juggle work, children and family at the same time. Life outside work has been incredibly demanding, especially for female workers, since women mainly assume the role of family caregiver. I would say women are very much on the front line in the fight against COVID-19, working as healthcare providers, caregivers, community organizers, employees, and in governments. I see courage displayed by women from all walks of life in combating the pandemic. Today is International Women's Day, and as a tribute to women, I am wearing purple and white, which are colors of International Women's Day, to celebrate their contributions and achievements, and equally as important, to recognize their sacrifices and services. I think for the financial industries, we are similarly impacted, given that the balancing act between work and family continues to be a challenge primarily shouldered by our female colleagues. For UOB Malaysia, more than half of our workforce are females. Mm-hmm. Through this pandemic, banking as an essential service continued to operate, which meant our colleagues in branches will still need to assist customers with their banking needs. We have our own version of frontliners who are critical to our operations. I recall during the initial first 6 to 9 months of COVID-19, it was long hours of working and major shift in the way we operate to support our customers through this difficult period.
And maybe, Wei, could you share with us how far have women progressed over the decades and what is the future like for women in the financial industry?
Today, there is more acceptance than ever before that women bring different experiences, perspectives and skills to the table and make strong contributions to decisions, policies and laws that work better for all. In recent years, there has been a positive increase in female leaders within the financial industry. Mm-hmm. We have made great strides and more can still be done. Women form a good proportion of the industry workforce, but are less than 40% of most senior management or board level representations. What the industry needs is more women in senior leadership positions. To achieve this, we must help to ensure that women are empowered and given the same opportunity at every level to perform at par with their counterparts. Rizal, I believe that the future is bright for women as diversity in the workplace has been proven many times over to bring benefits to organizations, economy, and the wider society. This is why UOB Malaysia is committed to building and nurturing an inclusive workplace where we value different perspectives, ideas, and in the process, attract, develop, retain talents, including women, for the industry and the bank.
But tell us more about that. I think you mentioned the word inclusive, right? What does that mean these days, especially during COVID-19, if you could share with us?
I think inclusive in this sense would mean appreciate diverse viewpoints from gender, different gender, mm-hmm. different cultural background, nationality, all these plays a part. Because when we have embraced different views, generally it forces innovative thinking. And when businesses face challenges, as what we have gone through since last year with the pandemic, we've got to think out of the box. We have to find new ways of operating, new ways of working. And this is what I find is a very powerful ingredient for success, especially when faced with challenges, to be able to do things differently and bring the best minds together.
And wait, if you could share with us, what are some of the opportunities for women or that women will find working in the banking or financial industry?
I think that's a great question, Rizal. One that I'm absolutely passionate about. In my opinion, women are more likely to consider putting their careers on hold to prioritize their family with childcare responsibilities as a primary reason. The financial industry has seen a strong push for gender diversity over the past decade. This should increasingly provide good opportunities for women to have options in balancing their career aspirations and their families. In today's progressive society, it should not have to be a zero-sum game to choose either only career or family. The industry needs to continue providing good support to women so that they stay in the workforce, continue to be professionally developed, and are empowered to take ownership of their career paths. For us in UOB Malaysia to continue to support the gender diversity agenda, we established Women at Work program back in 2019. Mm-hmm. Through this program, talks and seminars are organized to assist women in achieving their personal and professional goals. The bank also provides mentorship and coaching to support women in the workplace. I think this is really important as we develop the workforce capabilities, both women and men, mm-hmm. to prepare them for the future. Besides training to right skill and future-proof the workforce, banks, the industry should also provide flexible work options such as part-time work arrangements to support working mothers and to allow them to continue remaining in the workforce. As an example, again, in UOB, our female colleagues are supported with extensive employee benefits, including maternity and childcare costs, also being provided with facilities such as nursing rooms and in future, a childcare center in our upcoming corporate head office to be completed soon.
But since the program started in 2019, what changes have you seen when it comes to your female employees? Are they more? Do they feel more appreciated by UOB, say, for example?
Absolutely. I think it starts with leadership from the top. When we care and support our people and give them options, like coming back to my point, it shouldn't be a zero-sum game. It shouldn't be career or family. So we empower females. For example, if females go on maternity leave, the bank should be supportive to ensure that this does not hamper them from having career opportunities down the road. Or if females have to take time off, for example, sabbatical leave to care for a family member, their position should still be there and they should not be losing their seniority when they come back to work. So there's no one straight answer for all, but these are the benefits and the support organization can provide their female colleagues so that they know they have option and the organization is working with them to achieve both personal and professional goals.
And wait, share with us your journey from where you began to where you are at today. You started in the banking industry about 20 years ago, right? And how was the industry different perhaps 20 years ago than it is now?
You're referring in terms of how women in leadership are being viewed as, I presume?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So briefly, yes, I have started my banking career 20 years ago and worked with several global banks in Hong Kong and Malaysia besides UOB Malaysia. I think back then, very early on in journey, as I was rising up the career ladder, I do find there are not many women in a leadership position. And this is where I draw my inspiration. What has inspired me to want to build my career and be a female leader in banking are women themselves. I find women role models, and there's simply not enough female leaders to inspire the younger women to progress in their careers. I recall more than 15 years ago, walking into a business meeting whereby the room was filled with all men, and they were really surprised to see a woman boss. But these are some of the memorable journey moments that I had throughout my career. Coming back to women in leadership and banking, I think at the end of the day, women have to support each other and not put a glass ceiling unconsciously by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Through my journey, I have found a renewed sense of purpose in my job to work hard, overcome challenges, and excel, so that I can inspire other women to advance in their career.
But what about men in senior leadership position? What can they also do to help women and to provide opportunities for women to occupy the senior leadership position?
I think over the past, men have done a lot to help change and push the female gender diversity agenda. I think for men, at the end of the day, it is important that they give opportunity to women, not just so much because we are women, is that we bring something tangible to the table, we bring merits and credentials to the table. I think for men, when they see women with such talent and yet having responsibilities at home, in their own personal life, it'll be very helpful for male colleagues to be supportive and not disadvantage or any female from pursuing their career. So Rizal, at the end of the day, men and female both have aspirations, both are equally increasingly educated. And I think no one should feel that they have to sacrifice one over the other, but should be given their support system and empower, like I keep using that word, to advance on one's career path.
And do you see organizations doing much better when they have women in senior leadership positions?
Well, I have, based on my experience, having been part of diverse gender teams, I would say absolutely. I come back to my earlier point. Mm-hmm. There is power in differences of opinion and viewpoints. And when we consider all options, I think decision-making becomes more balanced, more effective, and more applicable to a wider audience or customer base.
And looking at your what you've achieved so far, tell us about the hard work that went in and the effort and the perseverance that went in to put you in this position right now.
Well, I believe in life, you need to work hard, right? Mm-hmm. But working hard alone is not enough. The journey to get to where I am today took passion and focus. I'm a big believer that one must have passion for what we do. When we enjoy our work, we will naturally be motivated and will want to excel and be on top of our game. That being said, having the courage to get out of comfort zone and take on new challenges is also equally important. We will never be fully ready, but when an opportunity presents itself, take it. That's my attitude. Take it and give it your best shot.
And Weiwei, you are currently the Managing Director and Country Head of Wholesale Banking for UOB Malaysia. Tell us, for young women out there who aspire to follow your footsteps, what advice do you have for them?
Well, trust me, I'm still learning in this leadership journey, but happy to share some of my thoughts on this. Through my own experiences and perseverance, I have discovered and learned these few things which have worked well for me. Firstly, I would say believe in your own capabilities and dare to dream big. Do not allow gender bias to limit your growth. Instead, prove that you can bring tangible values to any work you do. Secondly, put your family first. For me, it is important to get it right at home first. Only then can I focus on my work. Mm-hmm. Putting family first does not necessarily mean you have to downshift your career. What worked for me is work-life integration rather than work-life balance. You can never get a perfect balance from my perspective, but integrating work, family, and making sure the personal well-being of the family is taken care of, I think that is important. Blending different responsibilities as a wife, mother, daughter, or leader at work. And finally, my third advice would be, it is important to have a strong value system to do right by others and yourself. Setting a moral compass for yourself early on in your career will serve you well as you rise up the corporate ladder.
On that note, we thank you very much Pengarah Urusan dan Ketua Negara Perbankan Borong UOB Malaysia, Eng Wei Wei, membincangkan berkenaan dengan wanita dan juga sektor perbankan dan bagaimana wanita boleh menyumbang kepada organisasi tersebut dengan kepelbagaian dalam organisasi berkenaan. Dan sekian Niaga Awani, teruskan bersama kami di Astro Awani. Ikuti info terkini berhubung vaksin COVID-19 di halaman Micro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang dan segala maklumat lain dalam astroawani.com juga aplikasi Astro Awani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita yang paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Rizal Zulkapli. Salam hormat.